From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Progress is being made fighting that flow of oil from a damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. Coast Guard says BP has now capped one of three leaks. However, it says that won't do much to reduce the amount of oil spilling into the Gulf each day, still said to be more than 200,000 gallons. Meanwhile, NPR's Jeff Brady in Biloxi, Mississippi, says thousands of National Guard soldiers are on call to help states along the Gulf as that large oil slick drifts closer to coastal areas.
Governors from four states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, requested and the Defense Department authorized the use of more than 17,000 National Guard troops. If needed, they could provide a variety of services, from transportation to cleaning up shorelines. The request is part of state efforts to prepare in case oil hits land. Authorities managing the disaster say that's not likely to happen before Thursday. BP has given the states $25 million each to cover preparation costs. Meanwhile, the company hopes to have the oil well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico contained early next week. BP plans to lower a four-story dome onto the sea floor so that the oil will be funneled to a tanker on the surface. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
The federal government reportedly plans to force airlines to check updated no-fly lists more often. The AP cites an unnamed official at the Department of Homeland Security. This comes after the arrest of Faisal Shahzad, the man accused of trying to set off an SUV bomb in New York's Times Square last weekend. Shahzad was picked up by the FBI and New York police at JFK Airport after he'd boarded a flight for Dubai. Authorities say Shahzad was able to board that flight because the airline, Emirates, had not checked an updated list that included his name. Police in Greece are using tear gas outside Parliament in Athens, where angry demonstrators have been taunting security forces. At least three deaths are reported. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports they're upset about new austerity measures, including cuts in pay and cuts in pensions.
Tens of thousands took to the streets today as the country marked a nationwide general strike that brought air and shipping traffic to a halt and shut down schools, government services, and tourist sites. As large crowds gathered around Parliament chanting, "Thieves, thieves," anarchist youth chased guards from the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and threw stones at the security forces deployed in full riot gear. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Violence also broke out in the northern city of Thessaloniki, where youth smashed door windows and fast food restaurants. On Sunday, Prime Minister George Papandreou announced a package of tough cuts in wages and pensions in the public sector and a round of consumer tax hikes to help his debt-burdened country avoid bankruptcy. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
And this is NPR News from Washington. A French court says it won't hand over an Iranian engineer suspected by the U.S. of using the Internet to route American electronics to the Iranian military. A court in Paris is denying the extradition request after a French state prosecutor argued that what the man purchased had no military applications. The case has been ongoing for more than a year. Executives of the failed investment bank Bear Stearns will be answering questions today before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. NPR's John Itzy reports that commission is charged by Congress with examining the causes of the nation's financial meltdown.
The focus of the hearing is the shadow banking system. That's a reference to the largely unregulated group of financial institutions, including Wall Street investment banks, who played a big role in lending during the bubble years. Former Bear Stearns chairman James Cain will testify publicly for the first time since his bank was taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase with U.S. government help. Cain has been criticized for playing in a bridge tournament in Detroit while his firm was failing in March of 2008. During a second day of testimony, the Crisis Commission will question former Securities and Exchange Commission chairman Christopher Cox and William Donaldson. The SEC has been accused of regulating Wall Street too lightly as the bubble developed. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
It appears they're moving closer to an agreement in the U.S. Senate on new rules for Wall Street. Democratic and Republican leaders say there's a tentative deal on the framework, but some issues remain, as do votes on amendments. Among the fine print still to be argued on the Senate floor are disagreements on consumer protections. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.